This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Jid, this newly built masjid, subhanAllah, well, it's newly renovated. I believe at some point this place was a bar. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it from being something to being something else. When Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal wants light in a place or for a people, then He will use even a criminal to pass on the deen to those whom it needs to get to. And that's what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الدِّينِ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Indeed, Allah helps this deen with a man who is a criminal, a man who is distasteful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He helps the deen through that man as well. And in this, there is a huge lesson for us all. And that is that we all ultimately belong to none other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence we say, when we have been through a calamity and we have been through a problem, Inna lillah. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And to Him we are returning. To Him we are returning. This word raji'un, we use it to say we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality of the word is, if you look at raji', what does it mean? Anta tarji'u al-an. You are returning right now. So every moment of yours is actually a return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As the clock ticks, 1 second has gone, that means you are 1 second closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And when we begin to realize this, that is when our lives change. I'm amazed to see so many youth here today. And this means that we have a future of Islam in this country, a future of Islam in Europe, a future of Islam in the world. I love to see the youth in the masajid. And subhanAllah, I believe that it was the youth that got together here and helped refurbish this masjid. Sheikh Yusuf was telling me that everybody got involved. And this Taraweeh will have a different sweetness to it. Why? Because there was an effort that each one of you made to bring this place about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal accept our recitation today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere towards each other. Ameen. Today I was expecting to recite from the first juz of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, I came here and my job was made easy. You know? So alhamdulillah, we recited from the 30th juz of the Quran. But I tell you, I wanted to share with you something on the second or third page of Surah Al-Baqarah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hypocrites, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us something interesting. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And from amongst those, the people are those who say that we have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they are not believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who have believed, yet they are not deceiving anyone but themselves. Yet they are not deceiving anyone but themselves. You see, we look at munafiqeen as others, as people who are different to us. I'm not a munafiq. I'm a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the munafiqeen, they claim the same. They claim the same. We believe in Allah and we believe in the last day and we believe in the messenger. And they believe they are deceiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this word deceiving Allah, you know, we need to look at it. What are we doing at times when we get onto our phones and nobody is watching and nobody knows? What are we doing? Are we attempting to deceive Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Because as believers, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what we are doing. Yet when the doors are closed and we are sitting alone in a room and the device is there, and it's so easy for us to open up our desires and look at them and fulfill our desires in a haram manner, at that juncture, we need to ask ourselves that, do I believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Yes, I do. So I'm going to hold back. Yes, I do. So I'm not going to do that which is displeasing to Him. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you are not deceiving anyone but yourselves. You think you're deceiving Allah? You think you're hiding away from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? He sees you. He knows what you are doing. He is aware. He is closer to you than your jugular vein. Allahu Akbar. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Allahu Akbar. You know that vein that pumps between your heart and your brain? The vein that you see on the side of your neck, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, we are closer to you than that jugular vein of yours. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So at that juncture and at that moment, the believer thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holds back. And holds back. You see what happens? Everyone makes mistakes. Let's not make a mistake here. Everyone sins. Kullu bani adama khatta. Everyone sins. So we may sin at times. We may fall into sin at times. But what happens? What determines whether you are a believer or not? Once you have fallen into the sin, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً What's the ayah? They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they seek forgiveness. They seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Who are these? These are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make mistakes. At times we commit sins. We are human beings. But we acknowledge between us and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that we've made a sin, we've committed a sin, and we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we continue in that sin and we begin to allow our hearts to become hard. And you know, when you now open up that phone and you're looking at these images and it means nothing to you. It does nothing to your heart. You feel nothing inside, as though you've done nothing wrong. You end the sin and you don't even think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is dangerous. That is a point at which we can begin to say hypocrisy is entering your heart. Why? Because you go to Allah with a face and you go to the people with another face. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ They hide away from the people. And they don't hide away from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. None of us would go into the lounge in our rooms, open up our devices, look through those images and do that deed right there in front of everyone. But we hide away into our room silently, close the curtains. Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten that Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is watching? We hide away from the people. We close the doors between us and the people. But we don't close. There is no way to close that door between us and Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He is always watching. My dear brothers, my dear sisters in Islam, this problem of the devices and the images and the obscene and the nude and that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become the pandemic of our time. The young, the old, everyone seems to be tested with this. But I want to leave you with a message of hope. I want to leave you with a message of hope. So long as you recognize that what you are doing is wrong and you seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and you turn back to Him, and you intend to never go back to the sin, you have a chance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a chance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us something, and I will leave you with this message. You know, all those times that you sat and you committed the sin, every single time you did it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something beautiful, something amazing, something that can only come from He, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for the one who seeks forgiveness, he repents, he turns to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does good deeds. So those are the ones whom Allah does what? He doesn't only wipe away your sin, but now He says, He changes your bad deeds into good deeds. Which means every jalsa, every sitting where you sat and you committed that sin, every time that you did it, it's no longer on your left side of the scale. It's no longer bad. It's now been turned into goodness, and it's on the right side of your scale of deeds. Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants to forgive you. Allah created you. He loves goodness for you. He loves forgiveness for you. So all you need to do is turn back to Him and ask of Him. He is more merciful to you than your own mother and your father. So when you turn back to Allah and you ask Him and you are sincere and you change your life and you try your best, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns those bad deeds into good deeds. Never lose hope. Never allow shaitan to make you believe that you are beyond forgiveness. You will not be forgiven by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. There is no chance and no time while you are breathing and alive that you have no opportunity to turn back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that you have no opportunity to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to receive it and to receive the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. One last ayah before I end off, insha'Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us about the munafiqeen. What happens with them? These people were people who went to those who believed and said, "We believe." And they went to their own cronies and friends and said, "We don't believe." وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. And when they were alone with their shayateen, their devils, they said, "We are with you." إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were only joking when we said we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gives the example of this person. And He says, مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون. Their example is like the one who has kindled a fire. You know, someone who gathers the firewood, brings it together, and he lights the match, and then you see the flames flicker and they grow and they become big. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He kindles this fire. Right? مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. When everything is a light, imagine this room in darkness. Right? And we kindle a fire here, you can see everything around you. It's crackling, everything is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah takes away their light. Allah doesn't say He takes away the fire. He says He takes away their light. You know why? Because fire has three qualities: smoke, flame, the heat, and light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the smoke and He leaves the heat and He takes away the light. Why? Because He wants them to be lost. They wanted that misguidance for themselves. They allowed themselves to continue and their hearts to become hard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones who they bought misguidance with guidance. They sold their guidance and bought misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the light. Meaning you can no longer see, but you feel the burning of those flames. The sin is burning you within. It's tormenting you within. And it's giving you no light at all whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have become deaf, dumb and blind, so they will not turn back now. They've become deaf, dumb and blind, so they will not turn back now. This means that they are able to see, but they cannot see guidance. They are able to hear, but they cannot hear the guidance. It won't go into their heads. It won't go into their hearts. Those are the ones whom Allah seals their heart. And they are able to speak, but they cannot speak guidance. They cannot speak the truth. Why? Because they wanted misguidance for themselves. They tried to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they were deceiving none other than themselves. So don't allow your heart to become so hard that you now don't want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't want to seek forgiveness. You don't want to come to the masjid and pray. You don't want to perform your salah. Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes, no difference. Don't be this person. Seek forgiveness immediately and always and constantly, and keep that system of alarm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within you intact, such that when you commit a sin, you recognize it. You know this is a sin. I seek forgiveness from Allah, and I know He is most forgiving, most merciful. He will forgive me. And I'm afraid of His punishment. Hence, I seek forgiveness from Him. I don't want to be punished in this world or in the akhirah. Allah will turn your bad deeds into good deeds, and that system is what will ultimately earn you recognition with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to turn back to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to enter into Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. It was lovely being here with you, mashallah, with the lovely recitation of the Shaykh. Inshallah, we will have an opportunity to pray behind him again. Jazakum Allahu khairan for attending. Keep your iman strong. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.